Okay, in our journey through the Cube series, we've talked about the original classic that I love and a lot of other people love, Cube. We also talked about the lackluster sequel that didn't quite understand why the original was so great, Cube 2 Hypercube. But we're going to finish it off now by talking about one of the biggest atrocities in film, Cube Zero. Now, this film does not quite piss me off as much as the Evil Dead remake did, but pretty much if you were going to make another film in a series and try to mess up the series as much as you possibly could, I think you'd come up with something like Cube Zero. But before we get into this movie, I'd like to talk about a character from the original Cube named Kazan. Kazan is a guy that the group of characters bump into shortly near the start of the movie. And he is autistic. You know, he's mentally challenged. And so he pretty much just wanders around with them and, he does like a hand spasm thing, and he just says that he likes, you know, the blue room or something like that, and he doesn't like the red room. And he just seems like kind of a pointless character to have them take along with them. But it's soon revealed that he is in fact a savant. And he can do like power computations or something, mathematical things in his head just instantly, whereas take a normal person, you know, they could never do it. So he has a very specific purpose within the film and within the cube maze, you know, almost not coincidentally, I would say. In fact, there's no way that could be a coincidence. Very interesting character, and as a spoiler, he is the only one that makes it out of the maze alive at the end of the original movie. Okay, you'll understand why I said that now. You'll understand later. Okay, so, Cube Zero. Crap. It's, by itself, it's not the worst movie ever. Of course not. I wouldn't even say it's really a Mangs movie. It's just kind of bad. But the reason why I hate it more than almost any other movie is because of what it does to my original, one of my favorite movies of all time. It pretty much discredits almost everything that the original movie tries to do. And that is a terrible, terrible thing to do for a sequel, or a prequel in this case. So yes, it is a prequel. It is set before the first movie. And it starts off just like all the others. You know, a guy wakes up, he gets killed by a trap, and we move on. Normally, we move on to the regular cast of characters that wake up. This time, we switch over to a couple of guys sitting in like a watch station that are they just saw this guy die, and they're like, oh yeah, look, they have him on cameras and stuff like that. So immediately, 5 minutes into the movie, just already completely ruined everything you love about the original classic. Boom. 5 minutes. Done. You can turn it off. Because you know it's not going to get better from there. So our main character this time is a guy that works for Izon, I guess. The military, you know, the weapons, whatever. The think tank. I don't know. They're everything. They're the biggest company in the world. I don't know. And he is a child prodigy, super genius. He can do all this shit in his head and stuff like that, and he's a chess master, all this kind of stuff. And so he works there. He's kind of he's not a senior technician or whatever there. He works with a guy named Dodd, who is more of a senior guy. And so Eric is very inquisitive. He asks Dodd a lot of questions and stuff like that. And Dodd's just, no, oh, don't ask questions. It's not encouraged. Blah, blah, blah. You know, you can, yeah. And so, you know, he asks questions like, when was the last time you remember going outside? So, these people are just locked in there just to watch these, you know, handle the cube maze. Why? Who knows? So, I'll try to give us a kind of a quick summary of the film. Eric sees this one girl that's now in the maze, in the cube maze, and he falls for her. Why? Who knows? And basically, what these guys are told, these guys that are in the watch station, they're told that all these people are like convicts. And they're going to be put, you know, on death row convicts. And they're given the choice of either participating in this experiment in the cube maze or execution. And so all these people that are in there sign a consent form. But then once they're in the maze, their memory is completely wiped, so they don't remember anything from their life. Okay. That's what we know now. It's later learned that that's all kind of bullshit, and they just kind of throw whoever they feel like it in there. You know, the chick that Eric is interested in is supposedly, like, political in nature, or her family is, or something like that. So it's implied that they put her in there just to kill her off. But then why not just kill her off? Why make her put in her in the maze where you have, like, clues and exits on how to get out? Why give her the chance if you're just killing her for political purposes? You're the biggest company in the world. Just shoot her. Anyways. So, Eric finds out, while looking, snooping through files, that there's no consent form for this chick. Because, you know, she, for what, but then, if they just make up the consent forms anyways, why wouldn't they just make up one for her? What? He gets really pissed off, and eventually he climbs into the maze himself to go rescue her, because he has, you know, insider's knowledge. So they send down, the guys from upstairs, you know, the big hats, send down this guy with one eye. I think his name is like Jax or something like that. Which sounds like a reference to me, now that I think about it. But anyways, he's kind of a kooky character, and so Dodd is left there with this guy and his two cronies, and they're trying to hunt, you know, everybody down. They're trying to hunt Eric down, who's in the maze. They don't have a tracker on Eric. Here's my problem. You have this cube maze filled with traps, which must have cost billions upon billions of dollars. They have multiple cube mazes. They mention other facilities. Also, this entire cube is equipped with this clean sweep program, which automatically incinerates every living thing inside of it. And yet you don't have a single motion detector or a camera or anything that can just pick up when this dude walks into it? Nothing? You just have to depend on trackers? So, let's skip ahead. Characters die off one by one to traps. Oh, here's my other problem with the traps. Okay, you know, traps are more the physical kind again, you know, because it's a prequel. So they don't have the hypercube yet. And in the first movie, there's a character named The Wren, okay? That's like his nickname is The Wren. And he's like a master thief extraordinaire. And he's broken out of all these prisons. And I think the cop character, actually, or somebody has heard of him. Like, he's heard of this guy, this master thief, and how good he is. And The Wren figures out that the best way to find the traps is to tie some shoes together and throw them in to check it. You're supposed to, like, realize that this guy really knows what he's doing. He's awesome at it. Now, he dies, of course, but it's supposed to be a really good thing. As soon as you're introduced to the characters in this one, they're like, oh yeah, we have this system for finding traps, and then he throws his shoe in. Fuck you!